Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is. It is WeTalkRadio.com. Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everybody. It's the Even After Show. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight by way of the phone lines and the network. Man, we're back. We're back. We're back in the building. I'm E-Man.
I'm Mindy.
And we're back for another great episode. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action. We're so excited and delighted to be back over here on We Talk Radio Network on tonight. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network. Man, I tell you, it's been one of those days today, huh, man?
It has been.
As the old folk would say, we've been ripping and running.
Mm-hmm.
But we're excited tonight. We're excited tonight to be back over here on this great network. Shout out to all of you that's coming in on We Talk Radio Network on tonight. Those of you that's on the other side that's coming in Southern Soul or artists around the globe, radio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, I tell you, it's been a day.
It has been a day.
Yeah, we've been going, seems like since sun up and still sun down, you know?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're back tonight, man. You guys come on in. We see the time ticker is going off. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. Listen, we're on all social media over here on We Talk Radio Network.
We are.
Yeah, and so those of you that's logging in, you can go to www.wetalkradionetwork. We own so many different other platforms out there. Mandy, won't you help me out over there? You got any one of those? I know you got a list of apps over there you can read afterwards, right?
I do, just to list a few, okay? So, guys, you want to listen to us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Note, Deezer, and Podcast Addict.
Listen, guys, you can download all of those apps, and you can find We Talk Radio Network on those particular apps.
Mm-hmm.
You can download, you know, I just like checking it out on Spotify.
Right.
Yes, and so you guys can download those apps. And you can sit back and listen to all the great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Man, you will be uplifted, encouraged, empowered with all the great shows that's going on over here on this great network.
Right, and entertained.
And entertained for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to Woman History Month.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Woman History Month. We're celebrating Woman History Month, the month of March, all month long. And so shout out to all of you beautiful women out there.
Yes.
That's doing the doggone thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Woman History Month, and we want to appreciate all of you women that's, you know, you just making it do what it do.
Right.
Yeah, and so shout out to you, Mandy.
Thank you. I like how you make it personal. You said woman. It is Women's History Month.
Well, yeah.
And but I love the fact how you kind of narrowed it, you brought it in. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so we want to shout out to all you women, and you want... Oh, we've got a host over here always trying to correct you.
I'm not. No, actually, I was not. I actually love it, right? I love it, especially with what we have going on tonight, right?
Right.
So I love it. Big ups. But it is Women's History Month,
yeah,
right?
Shout out to all you women out there. Listen, we got a YouTube channel over here on We Talk Radio Network, man. You can follow us on our YouTube channel. You can like, you can share. You can make a comment, but man, if they need to subscribe, how do they do that?
So, guys, you would just simply hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yes, and so, man, you guys can do that. You can follow us over here. Listen, if you want to be a part of the live show tonight, because we're streaming all around the globe, We Talk Radio Network is heard all around the globe. Man, I was checking the stats. Who be listening to us in Australia? Well, this network has been around for 14. We're celebrating 14 years
over
here.
That's right.
Yeah, man, we're celebrating 14 years and still going strong.
That's right.
Yes, and so we're coming up on our 15th year. What
mm-hmm.
does the number 15 mean, man? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Not off the top of my head. You put me on the spot there, so it'll take me a moment to think if I do.
Okay, just another year.
Right.
And so for 15 years, man, this network, it started in 2010, and man, we have the owner and founder tonight.
Oh. This is good.
Yeah, listen, I'm finna use some big words.
All right.
I am peacock proud and hyena happy and elephant elated to have this owner tonight.
We are absolutely excited to have this extraordinary woman here tonight.
Yes.
As E-Man stated, she is the founder and CEO of We Talk Network, right?
Yes.
And We Talk Network is a family of radio personalities that are doing big things.
Yes, and so we glad to have her. Her name is Kia D.
Kia Davis.
Kia Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's Kia D.
Right.
You don't know what the D stands for, do you?
You told me, yeah.
We'll talk about all that when we get Miss Davis on the line.
Right.
Listen, guys, we see you guys coming in on the phone lines on tonight. You can call us up here and be a part of the live show tonight. You can call us at 563-999-3456. Listen, be a part of the live show, or you can go on www.wetalkradionetwork, all in one word.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen live there, or you can go over to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
Right.
You, all in one word. You can click on that Emerald Live over there and check out the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and guess what? The E-Man After Show is coming to FM.
That's right.
We'll be launching that in April. The Men of the Mentor Show and the E-Man After Show is coming to FM.
FM.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Absolutely, he will.
Well, we want to appreciate you guys joining us on tonight. The phone lines are lighting up. The network, the time ticker is going off. Man, let's just do a little recap from last Sunday night.
All right, all right. Let's recap from last Sunday.
Yeah, what did we do last Sunday night? Man, last Sunday night we talked about social media outage.
We did. We talked about social media outage. And also Minister Louis Farrakhan endorsing, possibly, it was a question, endorsing Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, great show. We want to thank all of you guys that checked that show out on last Sunday night. It was an intriguing conversation. It was a great conversation.
A very, very good conversation.
Yeah, and so different ones called in and they gave their perspective. So tonight, man, I tell you, we got a great conversation. You guys are coming in around the domino table on tonight. But, man, it was a great conversation talking about, the social media outage that's been going on around the world. And talking about Minister Louis Farrakhan, did it seem like it was a good perspective, Minister Louis Farrakhan is just being Minister Louis Farrakhan. But, as though they thought maybe he was endorsing Donald Trump.
Right, and shout out to all of you that called in on last week and partook in the conversation.
Yeah.
It was some interesting perspectives on last week, E-Man. But, the majority felt that he was more so describing Donald Trump's character and not so much endorsing him.
Right. And so we want to appreciate you guys. And listen, you can always go back to them apps that me and the read out. Download all them apps, or you can always go back to We Talk Radio Network and listen to all the great shows over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Miss Emily Blue and Miss Deanne Lass.
Shout out to
brand
you.
Brand new day. We want to shout you out tonight. We want to shout out to Miss Destiny Brown, DB.
Oh, yeah.
Friday Night Heights.
You, Destiny.
Listen, guys, you can check out the Kia D Unplugged show every Monday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, it's an unplugged show.
It is.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to bring back turn out the lights
after dark.
Lights after dark or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a grown folks show. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Yeah, and so we want to appreciate you guys that's coming. We're giving you time to come in on the phone lines. The time ticker is going off. We're giving you time to come in on the network. We're broadcasting live on two networks tonight. I'm E-Man.
I'm Andy.
And, man, dude, listen, we are back tonight. Why? Because this great host that we have on tonight, this great owner that we have on tonight, we get ready to bring her up here shortly. And, guys, we pulling our chair up around the domino table, but it's going to be an interesting conversation.
Yes.
Intriguing conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. By the way, those of you that's listening tonight, we do an encouragement for the soul over here every Sunday night with Mr. Fred Bell.
Right.
It's called Encouragement for the Soul. That's a segment that we do because this station is all about positivity.
It's all about
uplifting and encouraging. And so we have a segment that's called Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. You know, Fred Bell been doing this Encouragement for the Soul for 2 years now.
Yes, he has. Happy 2 year anniversary.
Yeah, he started in 2 years ago on the 13th of this month. And it's been 2 years.
It has been 2 years.
Shout out to you, Mr. Fred Bell. If you out there listening anywhere, I tell you, man, he's been doing these great segments and we want to appreciate him.
We do.
Because, they always say, whatever you do last and lay down, it stays in your psyche, right?
Right. So, guys, you do not want to miss Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell tonight at 9:35. Then, again, we have the second segment at 10:35. So, if you want to be encouraged, make sure you tune in.
Yeah, so when you go to bed tonight, that'll be in your psyche.
Right.
Some good uplifting and some encouragement words. Yeah, we do what we call Bible study on the E-Man After Show every first Sunday night.
That's right.
I want to appreciate you guys that call in on first Sunday night to hear that Bible study. But then the rest of the show, Well, we got all that Christmas stuff out of the way. The rest of the show, ain't no telling what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some of everything. Mm-hmm. And so, but we want to appreciate you guys that follow the E-Man After Show and just been a part of this great show. How long have we been around? About three years now?
Mm-hmm.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that's been following us over here on We Talk Radio Network and following us over there on the Mandy the Mentor Show over there on Blog Talk Radio. We've been over there for 6 years, right?
Right.
Yes. And so we want to that's why this show is called the After Show, because we're coming off the Mandy the Mentor Show.
Right.
Every Sunday night over there on Blog Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, I tell you, the phone lines are lighting up. The network is lighting up on tonight. We want to appreciate you guys. Come on in. Come on in. Call a friend up and tell them the E-Man After Show is on there.
Yes.
We want to, that happened last time. That happened. I don't know what that
did. Going. We're not sure what's going on over there, but amen, you're getting it together. You're getting it together because we have a great show tonight, and we don't need any interruptions, right? As E-Man stated earlier, we have the extraordinary CEO and
I'll
founder
be thinking that's
of,
the boogie man.
See, now he's back on, so God will. We'll continue. I was just going to give my side, you know. Okay. So while E-Man is doing that, we have the extraordinary the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network tonight, Miss Kia Davis. Those of you in the streets out there, you know her in Radio Land,
right,
of course.
Right.
You know her as Miss Kia D, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing some great things over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
We are 14 years strong, right? Going into the 15th year, and this woman is to be celebrated. We're bringing her on tonight, and one thing I love about Miss Kia Davis is that she is transparent,
mm-hmm.
and she embraced her openness.
Right,
you know,
right,
she's
right.
a huge personality, has a huge personality. I love the fact that she's very positive. She pushed a lot of positivity. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you hear from her, you know, I believe being positive is a choice, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes the choice to be positive. You know, it's,
right.
Every since the day I met her, when you introduced she and I,
mm-hmm.
She has always been positive, you know.
Yeah.
And even if there is something, let's say that's factual, that may come across not so positive, she can add the positivity to it, you know.
Right.
And that's one thing, I just wanted to highlight that, because that's one thing I love about her.
Mm-hmm.
I know tonight is going to be a night of transparency and openness. That's not something that I would like. Be like, oh, we have to pull this out, or we have to have three meetings before this show tonight, because we know Kia D, she's going to bring it.
Yes, and tonight it's the untold story by Miss Kia Davis. So you guys, you come on in around the network, because we for the health, you know, because this show is kind of the metaphor is being around the domino table,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know nobody that's fake around the domino table.
Right, right.
And so this show was created for men and women to come and sit around and just have some real dialogue and some real conversation.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to get into a lot of what's been going on over here at We Talk Radio Network, where We Talk Radio Network is going, you know, in the future, you
mm-hmm.
know, because she's been on the wall for 14 years now,
right.
you know, and this network is still going strong, and a lot of her vision, where she going, and then just where she being, you know.
Yes.
And so we're going to get into a lot of that on tonight. So listen, guys, you got to, you know, listen with a keen ear, because this is going to be empowering and encouraging on tonight. And, you know, you got to have an open mind.
That's right.
You know, because when you sit down around a domino table with some wine,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody may be smoking a joint. You know, I don't know what you're going to, you know, you got somebody going to come. Yeah, listen, don't act like you ain't been to a barbecue with your family. You know, somebody got some gin and juice over there. Somebody got a joint over there. And somebody talking about the Bible over there. And all that happens around the domino table, right?
Right.
So tonight, we're around the domino table on tonight with this great owner. Why? I would be remiss to let you guys know. Pull your ear up to the radio. Get up there real close. She's a black woman.
She is.
Yeah, this is a black-owned network.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, you talking about Woman History Month, it is a beautiful and a great thing to be, you know, a black woman in radio.
That's right.
You know, to see that face in radio, and then I heard somebody say Kathy Hughes is going off with the scene and
mm-hmm.
Kia Davis is on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, yeah, we gonna find out all the challenges have been going on in radio, because you
right.
know, when your skin look like me and yours been colored by nature's sun,
mm-hmm.
it's more challenges, you know.
Yeah.
And we want to talk to Miss Davis about that. Listen, We see the time ticker going off. Thank you guys for listening over there on Southern Soul. Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
Shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier.
And he's the owner over there on Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe Radio.com. They are listening on the other side. There's another 160 countries that's listening. He said, including France.
Mm-hmm.
He called me a minute ago. He said, E-man. I said, yeah, we're going on in a few minutes. And so shout out to you, Mr. Curtis Frazier. Those of you that's listening over there on Southern Soul. And coming up in April, guys, the E-Man After Show is coming to FM.
Yes.
You'll be able to ride around your car at 9 o'clock to listen to the E-Man and the Man of the Mentor Show.
Right.
I'm excited about that.
I am too.
Well, we've been giving you guys time enough to come in on the phone lines on tonight, to come in on the network on tonight. Hoping you're sitting back, you're chilling like a bug like me and Mandy. We are in the studio. We have had a long day. We've been ripping and running and we finally sat down and it came into the studio and get this show on the road. But, Mandy, just before we bring this beautiful host in, my friend, you know, this is my friend right here. You know, I've been knowing this young lady for a minute, you know, and just peacock proud, like I say, and high, you know, happy to have known her and to know her. And then the first day I met her, it was me and Miss SWK, Mrs. Shirley Walker King, and Miss Vanessa King, and Miss Kia Davis. All four of us used to be on the mic. Ain't nobody like them four, boy. Look at here, radio, and y'all ain't heard nothing yet.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so I just love me some Miss Kia Davis. Guess what? I want to shout out to her mother.
Okay.
Yeah, happy birthday, Miss. I tell you, her mother is celebrating 70 years old.
Happy birthday.
Listen, listen, man, if I didn't know you, I might have to say something to Miss. Now, shout out to you, brothers.
Yeah, looking, shout out to you.
Yeah,
beautiful,
looking,
beautiful.
Looking good at 70. Ha,
yes,
cha,
she
cha,
does.
Cha.
Yes, she does.
And so we want to shout out to you. She just turned 70 years old. And we want to shout out to you. Want to give her her props. Shout out to Miss Destiny Brown. She had a birthday, too. Miss DB.
Man,
I think she had a birthday a couple of days ago, too.
She be bringing it. Yeah, shout out to you, Destiny Brown.
Happy birthday to you. Shout out. See, this is a family-owned network over
right?
here. We shouting out to everybody. And so, man, before we bring Miss Davis in, man, won't you tell us just a little bit about Miss Davis?
All right. So there's a lot. There's a lot to cover with Miss Davis. So we'll talk a little bit about it, and I'm sure she'll bring more. Miss Kia Davis is a highly energetic and charismatic entrepreneur and executive-level entertainment personality with over 16 years of experience. Her experience ranges from business management, reality TV, hosting events, radio, and TV shows. Kia holds many awards and honors, including being Miss Texas Plus America 2013 and is a proud member of the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. After graduating with a bachelor's degree in education from the University of North Texas in 2006, she went on to find her true calling in radio, TV broadcasting, and advocating for human rights. In 2021, Hill began a strategic partnership to combat human trafficking globally after a traumatic and unforgettable experience of possible attempted sex trafficking of her 14-year-old daughter while at a nail shop in Plano, Texas. Kia's passion is working on the front lines to provide our region's most vulnerable communities with emergency assistance such as financial support, housing, mental health support, health care, education, and more to end sex trafficking and children exploitation globally.
Yes. Yes, and that's a little bit about Miss Davis. And, you know, she's a proud grandmother, by the way.
She is.
Maybe you guys can know. You know she's an author just as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she wrote a couple of books, Unfinished Woman and Celebrate Me.
Yes.
And I know she got a current book you're ready to come out in 2025.
Yes.
We'll talk to her a little bit about that. But, ladies and gentlemen, boy, I tell you, I am so excited to have this. You know, I get the pleasure of talking to her all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know, every time I talk to her, listen, if you down, you feeling some type of way. By the time you get through talking to Kia Davis, man, you like you climbing on a mountain.
Right. She's that human inspirational.
Boy, look at her. She's that inspiration vitamin, right?
Right, right.
So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, pull up on the network on tonight. We're going to bring her in. Those of you that's joining us by way of the phone lines on tonight, if you have any questions for Miss Davis or, you know, you just want to celebrate her just as well and give her her honors, You know why? Because this is Woman History Month, and she's been standing on the wall for 14 years just doing the doggone thing.
Right.
You know, got a couple of organizations, Heels on the Move. You know, we'll talk a little bit about that. You can hit option one. We'll bring you in, and you can just congratulate her. And, did y'all see the Image Awards last night? Those of y'all that seen the Image Awards last night, I want to shout out to Miss Amanda Gooman. She won an award last night.
All right.
Yes, and so we're giving Kia her Image Award right on her network.
That's right.
We're giving her flowers while she listen. When you can take a licking and keep on ticking, listen, this is a testimony walking right here.
Yes, it is.
And so, Amanda, without further ado, let me find her number. Okay, let me see if I can bring the owner in her, in on her own network.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Listen, come up to the radio. Let me introduce the psalm and present to others. The owner of this great network for 14 years, Miss Kia Davis. How are you tonight?
What's going on, family? How you doing tonight?
Listen, we are just peacock proud, hyena happy, and elephant elated to have you on tonight.
We are.
Amen. Amen. I am super excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me, E-Man. Thank you, Mandy.
It's a pleasure.
Mandy.
It's a pleasure.
Mandy.
Yes. Well, man,
it's going down tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I hope you got some wine over there.
You know, I don't. You know, I stopped drinking probably a little bit before Raleigh was born in 2006, so I only drink 2 times a year. My true addiction is coffee, E-Man.
Oh, you drinking coffee there, huh? Okay.
And yes, I got it. And yes, I got
all
it.
All y'all get holy.
Yes,
sir.
That's some good stuff.
Listen, all y'all.
That coffee's some good stuff now.
I get it. But everybody get holy when they get on the network. I don't drink no more.
Listen, we're on the Sunday night show. I don't drink no more, pastors.
Yeah, I get it. Well, to all you pastors, I see a few of you on the line tonight. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with a little wine every now and then. Don't drink out there now.
Not at all.
But Ms.
Now,
Davis,
when I do drink, when I do drink, just real quick, when I do drink, my drink of choice is a mimosa or a strawberry daiquiri, just so you know. If you decide to have a party and have me over, make sure you know, that's my drink of choice. You know,
she says she's going to keep it cute.
I am.
Man, we're excited tonight to have you on tonight. We'll talk to you for a few minutes.
Thank you.
We got to go to a segment here in a minute. I want to shout out to your mother. It's her birthday. 70 years old.
Happy birthday, Mommy. And she is tuning in tonight. She is listening. So happy birthday to you. She celebrates all month long. Her birthday was at the beginning of the month, so she celebrates all month long. My niece, Destiny, she celebrated the next day. My mom's birthday is March the 3rd. Hers is March the 4th. My niece, Destiny. So happy birthday to them. My sister, Darcy, who's also tuning in Memphis, Tennessee. Shout out to Memphis, Tennessee, and all my nieces and nephews out there tuning in. Her birthday was just a few days later. And I'm telling you, it's just been a great month. My daughter and her husband, they're tuning in. They celebrated their second wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary to them. It's just been a good
month. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
My nephew, Traylon, he's tuning in. He's celebrating his birthday this month. We just turned up this past weekend in Florida. Happy birthday to you. It's been good. It's been real good.
I tell you. I told y'all, listen here. This is a family affair. Man, I tell you, but that's so beautiful. That is beautiful.
Is.
I told Ben, I said, boy, if I didn't know you, Miss Davis over there, 70 years old, looking good.
She is gorgeous, honey, okay? Happy Women's Month to my mother. You know, real talk, because I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be the woman I am today without all the sacrifices that she made. Real talk, you know. I know my story, you know, is told, and you brought up a book a moment ago, Celebrating Me. My story is told in that book, and I wouldn't be a portion of my story is told in that book. And the book, Unfinished Women, I'm a featured author in both of those books. I didn't write those books. I'm a featured author. Praise God for being a featured author. And so, but in those books, I told my story, and real talk, if it had not been for the struggles that my mother went through, for the sacrifices that she made throughout her entire life, me, my sister, my brother, we wouldn't be here where we are today. And so I'm grateful for that, real talk. So happy Women's Day. Shout out to my mom. I honor my mom, real talk.
Yes. And shout out to all the women out there. I see a woman, but shout out to all you women out there. Yeah, you know,
beautiful,
I got women on the
beautiful
line. They're around the domino table tonight. I'm getting corrected. Shout out to all you women on that
beautiful
tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every
well,
last
man,
one. Every last one.
That's yeah right. That's
y'all
right.
Y'all are beautiful in y'all own right, and y'all just doing the doggone thing, you know, because
thank you.
I tell you, we was talking about this station being around for 14 years, man, and I tell you, it's amazing to see, you know, women with their organizations and still going strong. But for Ms. Davis, for those of you that's listening on the network, you know, you may hear me call her Kia D every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same person. Kia D, Kia Davis. That's the same person. You know what I'm saying? And because when I mention Kia D, you want to kind of show what her name, Kia D? Mandy don't believe in me, Kia.
I did not say that. I've heard the story. I did not say that, Kia.
Can I explain what the D means for us? Because Mandy just
told
me, she's like, go ahead, Ms. Davis.
So, you know what's interesting? My name is Kia. My name is Kia Davis. And my
right
name is Nakia. I was born Nakia Davis. But when I got
mm-hmm
into college, when I struggled all throughout high school, you know, with people knowing my name, you know, getting my name, the people, you know, the teacher or the substitute would call out my name and they say it all wrong. Nakia, you know, it was always wrong. And so when I got to college, I said, I'm changing that. And I went by Nikki. Shout out to all my college friends who are tuned in tonight and my sorority sisters of the beautiful Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know
yep
they tuned in tonight, too. They all call me Nikki. They all call me Nikki.
Right.
By the time I got into radio broadcasting, mm-hmm, I wanted to go to my true name, which was, of course, Nakia, but I shortened it down to Kia and
mm-hmm
Kia D. And when I remember when I met E-Man, they always he asked me, what does the D stand for? And, of course, the D standing for delicious. You know what I'm saying? And so that's always
right
what that D has standing for me when they ask me, what's the D stand for? Delicious. You know, so I that's what
right
the D stand for. Okay.
Yeah. And we ran
so
with
just,
that. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
We ran with that for years.
We ran with that for years because I was sharing with Mandy the other two personalities that we had on our other show. Well, we wasn't nothing nice on the mic.
At all. We had a good time. We did.
Yes.
We did.
Well,
shout out to Miss SWK and Miss Valencia King and the
yes
crew.
Yes.
You know, it was a host of us, you know, real talk. Mike E.D. and everybody. We used to have a good time back there. Bill KK from KKVI Radio. You know, we
mm-hmm
did so many events together. And, I mean, just so much, even back then in 2011 on. Because I remember we met at the Kwanzaa Fest 2010 or 2011. It might have been 2010, E-Man. Yeah, it was.
2010, right.
At the Kwanzaa
mm-hmm
Fest. And what you may not have known even then, you may know now, but at that time, and a lot of people don't know, I did. I met E-Man at the Kwanzaa Fest. They don't do it anymore, but they used to do a Kwanzaa Fest here in Dallas. It was so much fun. The city used to come out. I mean, it was amazing. And I'll never forget, you know, I started radio broadcasting in 2009, but I didn't
right
start We Talk Radio Network until 2010. So
mm-hmm
I had just started my network in May of 2010. So here I am, this brand new network, going and reaching out to these different organizations trying to get media access. And guess what? The Kwanzaa Fest said yes, that I could have media access. And I was so excited. But they only gave me media access to one portion, which was the vendors. They said, you can interview all of the patrons and all of the vendors, but we're not going to give you media access to the back yet, which would have been where all the celebrities and all of that was, right? So I'm
mm-hmm
backstage access. I didn't have that. But I was grateful to have what I had.
Right.
I was blessed to have that. Man, I was so excited. What you say? I was so
right
happy to have that little access. And I was around there interviewing people. Miss SWK was with me, and so was Valencia, Valencia King. And so we all broke up. We all had our positions. Boom. Now, you know who Miss, you know Miss SWK. She's always been Miss SWK. She's going to find her way no
right
matter
right
what to get what she can't get, because ain't nobody going to tell her no. And so she did what she knows to do best. And she found
mm-hmm
a way to get media, to get, not necessarily get media access, but she found her way back to the back. She found Valencia in to get back to the back so she could get interviews with all the celebrities back there. And do you know who that connection was that led her back into the back? That was E-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that how they work? Yeah, they did how they do.
That's how they work. That's
been so long ago. Yeah.
That's how they work. That's how they
work. You know what?
Our connection has been there ever since.
Right, because I remember them. It was Valencia King, Miss SWK. They said, we got one more. And boy, when I met Kia D, she was a fireball. And I said, y'all just come on with me, you know. And we've been rocking ever since, huh? Man,
that's
a beautiful thing. Well, Miss Davis,
yes,
we appreciate you on tonight.
Yes.
I was going to ask you to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, but I think you done all of that. But Miss Davis, we got a segment that we do over here on the E-Man After Show. It's called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bill.
And I love that segment.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to do that segment. But listen, guys, when we come out of this segment, it's going to be an interesting conversation. So, you know, we want you guys to pull up against the network because we're going to dive into some real talk on tonight. We're going to have a conversation because we're celebrating. We're giving this sister her flowers, you know, in Woman History Month. But we know there's been challenges and we know there's been ups and downs and bumps in the road. You know, this network is still going strong, but we're going to get into some in-depth conversation. But we got to do encouragement. Kia D, listen, get you what is that, your coffee?
Mm-hmm. I got
you're drinking
it.
Coffee. Drink you some coffee.
I
we'll do
it.
This segment, and we'll come right back to you after we come out of Encouragement for the Soul by Fred Bell. Y'all guys are listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen, and we take action.
Kia was supposed to say that, man.
Oh. I just thought there was a pause. I'm like, okay, let me jump in there.
We'll be back, guys, right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for joining me for the Encouragement for Your Soul segment. Is there anyone out there tonight facing a Red Sea moment? And when I say Red Sea moment, what I mean is your enemies or whatever you're facing is on the left, it's on the right, it's in the front, and it's in the back of you. But don't you know that God can part your Red Sea moment? Meaning God can make a way out of no way. Meaning God can make an opening. God can provide a way out of whatever you're going through. Remember when the Israelites were trapped at the Red Sea? There was water in the front. And the enemies were coming to them. And they thought they were going to be killed. But God made a way out of no way. God parted the Red Sea. And they walked through the Red Sea. Not only did they walk through the Red Sea, but they walked on dry ground. Their feet never even got wet. So God can make a way out of no way. So if you're in a situation tonight, if you were in a situation last year, you may be in a situation tomorrow, next week. Who knows? God can make a way out of no way. When we think we're trapped and there's no way out, God always provides an opening. All we have to do is have faith to believe that that opening will come. And if we just wait and call on the Lord, He will part your Red Sea. He will make your enemies your footstool. Meaning just like when the Israelites walked on dry ground and their feet didn't get wet, guess what? God led them out and their enemies He crushed. When the enemies tried to come after them, God did what? He closed the waters on them and they drowned. God can do the same thing through your situation. If you have faith to believe that God will, God can. All you have to do is have the faith to believe. God can part a Red Sea moment. He can move your enemies out the way. Whatever you're going through today, tonight, tomorrow, next week, just have faith. If God can do it then, He can definitely do it now. So God can part your Red Sea. All you have to do is have the faith to believe. Are you facing a Red Sea moment? Ask God to part the seas for you and watch your waters hold back and you're going to walk through on dry ground. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes, this is where we talk,
we listen,
and we take action. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us by way of the network on tonight. We are back in the building. Man, it's Women's History Month.
Women's
History Month, huh?
Yes.
We want to appreciate all of you women that's joining us on the phone line, that's coming around the domino table on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This domino table is full of women tonight.
It's a lot.
We want to appreciate you guys listening. Listen, if you want to be a part of the live show tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. Pull up a chair.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions or you want to encourage this great honor that we have on tonight, you can hit option one. That's Uno on your phone. That's number one.
Number one.
Yeah, and we'll bring you in to shout out to Miss Kia Davis, my friend. Miss Kia D, are you back with us?
I'm here.
Yeah, well, we are back in the building over here on We Talk Radio Network. Let's see if we can do this. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Yeah. You know, you got to work when you come over here on the E-Man After Show. You got to do something.
All hands on deck. All hands on deck.
You know what I'm saying? Push a button or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you come over here, you're going to be an engineer, a radio personality. You're going to be a producer. You're going to do the news, the weather, all of it. Yeah, you, everything. Yeah.
Well, man, we're excited that you guys are joining us by way of the network on tonight. Shout out to you guys over there on Southern Soul that's listening. Listen, you can listen to us over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe, radio.com. We're live over there right now, and we want to appreciate you guys. Our time ticker is going off. We want to appreciate all of you guys. Well, man, let's buckle in and let's sit down and let's have a conversation. Miss Davis.
I love it.
Man,
I love it.
You just got in from out of town, huh? Man, you always clap.
Did. Yes. You know what? I've been enjoying my family and the greatness that this incredible family brings. I've got a family full of nieces and nephews that do sports. My daughter, of course, is in sports in the state in wrestling. Shout out to her. She'll be celebrating her 18th birthday in two months. So big things happening for her. Just traveling and making sure she's going to the right college. So we were doing, you know, college trips, and I've got two nephews that play college ball and a nephew that just finished out his college career going to the NFL. So just all of the incredible things that these kiddos bring. I just want to be a part of it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Right. Well, let's start the show. Let me give you my official question for tonight to start the show. Because it's some young lady that's listening to this network on tonight, some young man, and they're expiring in some type of way to get into broadcasting or doing radio. Miss Davis, won't you tell us what inspired you to even get into radio and to even start a network?
You know, what's crazy and interesting about that is I don't want to say low self-esteem, but I had low self-esteem growing up. So I ain't even really like to talk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I dealt with some situations, and we can talk about that later on in the show if you want, but I dealt with some situations that kind of, you know, had me bound, if you will. So I didn't really like the sound of my own voice, you know, to a certain degree.
Right.
And so when God spoke to me in 2008, I was driving down the freeway, October 2008, and this is the important thing I want to say about that. The one key piece, when God speaks to you and gives you a word, if you don't move on it, if you don't even understand it, just move. You know what I'm saying? Because at the time, I didn't even understand what I was hearing. All I knew is I'm driving down the freeway, and I heard two words, radio broadcasting. That's it. Two words, and it was a profound word, and I remember kind of looking around like, what? Nobody's in the car with me. It's just me, you know, and I knew, you know, at that point, you know, I grew up in church my entire life. Shout out to my mom and my daddy and plus my stepdad, you know, who was a deacon in the church, you know, so he had the keys to the church, and we lived the closest to the church, so he had to open it up every single time. Anybody had to be at the church, so we were always at the church, but that kept me rooted and grounded in church. You know, so I was always there, you know, and so growing up, you know, I had I really want to give some shout outs to a couple people as well. But
sure.
Growing up, I had an opportunity to, and I'll do that in a minute, but growing up, I had a true opportunity to just kind of be, you know, amongst good worship constantly all the time. And I knew what I heard. I just didn't. All my life up until that point, I knew I'd only heard God talking to me one time. and that was in when I was 20 years old. I knew I heard from God in that moment. I knew I heard from God. That was the first time. So this was the second time. So I knew what I heard, and I knew if I didn't act on this word that I heard, I just knew. So I, instead of, you know, really kind of learning anything about radio broadcasting, I was in payroll at the time, so I started applying for a payroll job at radio stations. And I mean, when I say stalking people, I was going up to these radio stations, and I mean news stations and radio stations and any, it didn't matter, TV stations. I was taking my resume. I was trying to get to know people. I was doing everything I could within a couple months. I was almost frustrated with God. Like, now you told me to do this, and now I'm embarrassing myself in these streets. And I remember God saying, I said, get to know radio broadcasting. And so that's the other key piece. When you hear the word, you got to really kind of understand and dissect what God is saying to you. Otherwise, you may make a fool of yourself if you act on that word and you don't understand it. So, yes, act, but really get an understanding of what it is. And that may mean sitting down and praying, saying, God, I heard a word from you. Can you help me make it plain so that I can understand what it is? And sometimes you got to act on it so you can hit that brick wall and, okay, God, go back. I'm back to you now. What is this you're saying to me so I can really understand? However it is, you got to get it. Just get it. Because what you don't want, because I see a rock will cry out for you, and you don't want no rocks crying out for you. And so here I am today, you know, 14 years later, you know, and I went into radio broadcasting school right after that. I met some great people, met some amazing people, did a lot of great things with that radio with that radio school. Shout out to everyone who was there. I know I'm sure I have a couple.
Was that American Broadcasting School?
It was. Yes, sir.
You know, Dr. Amanda over here, she talk about that all the time.
I do.
Yes.
Amen.
Family.
Well,
in the building.
You know, Kia Eman don't believe I went to broadcasting school.
I didn't say nothing. I'm just saying.
Okay,
E-Man,
moving on.
You're not hating on you, Eman.
No, I'm just trying to, I can't, listen, I'm 62 years old. I don't even remember.
You don't remember.
I love
Go
it.
Go ahead, Ms. Davis.
Well, you know, it was that word from God, and I heard it, and I knew, you know, exactly. I knew then, you know, I didn't know what the process was going to bring, you know, because, you know, as that encouraging word just talked about, you know, facing a Red Sea moment, man, I done faced a couple of those. Inside this business and outside this business that had me saying, Lord, listen, to God, I know you got to make a way out of no way. Because remember me, Eman, I know we've talked before. Eman, did we talk before even on your show? And I spoke about how there was sometimes no people listening. Zero, zilcho, nada, none. No, there was no one listening. Sometimes there was only one person listening. I kept going each and every week. I was like, I kept starting radio shows. And I remember Miss SWK saying, "Kid, you got way too many radio shows you're doing. You're going to be on burnout." I was just doing all kinds of shows. And that I was excited. You know, I appreciate Miss SWK for kind of honing me in. She was a great person who helped me at that time in my business, kind of helped me as a businesswoman kind of see, you know, the full package of things. You know, I appreciate people in my time, you know, of you know, real talk, even E-Man. You know, there was a time when I couldn't afford the internet. I couldn't afford the internet at home. I couldn't afford it. I could not. And I was like, oh, man, I need to reach out to my resources. So instead of throwing it all in the trash and throwing my cards out the window and saying, man, I can't afford it, I reached out to my resources. I think I recall E-Man saying something about he had clear internet. Now, back in the day, you know, you can get a hotspot on your phone real quick. Well, back then, that wasn't an option. You know, you had to have these contraptions and take it with you wherever you went in order to connect to internet to that. And so I couldn't afford that either. I think it was, $35 a month? I couldn't afford my own account because you had to pay the down payment. And then I couldn't afford it. I reached out to my resource because, see, remember, God, he will provide all the resources that you need. He will put it in front of you. Everything is here. It's all here. We just got to learn how to reach out to it and not be embarrassed sometimes if we got to reach out. And so I reached out to my resource and was like, hey, listen, I recall you talking about clear. Is there any way maybe you can give me an extra clear thing? And I think it actually may have been a little bit cheaper because he actually maybe getting a second when it was $5 off or something. You know, I can't remember what it was. But, you know, whatever it was, I paid that every month. And I made sure I did what was right, even if, no matter what it was. Even if I had to find the location, if I had to meet him or find a clear location myself and make the payment, whatever it was, I made sure that the payment got made. I wanted to do right by that. And so I appreciate you for that email. That was a long time ago. But, you know, we don't forget when good things happen to us like that. So we appreciate that.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Right. And, you know, and I think back then, back in 2010, I think I sat down and I said to you, Ms. Davis, I said, listen, despise not small beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot like she's saying, sometimes, you know, we can be embarrassed because we don't want to ask or we don't want to help. You know, but closed mouths don't get fed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Never.
And I think it's somewhere in scripture it says, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about it, and man, look at here. We didn't worry about it, and the integrity I love about Ms. Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing it out of the grace of my heart. But listen, she paid me back every dime because I think I paid for it for about a good year, right? And
yeah, something like that. Maybe a little over a year. Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, she paid me back every dime. She don't owe me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wouldn't be for free. But to, you know, you have to invest in your own dream.
That's right.
You know what I'm
Amen.
Saying? And she was first partaker in her own dream. And just think, 14 years later, going on into our 15 years celebrating this great network,
mm-hmm.
just wonder what would have happened if she'd have gave up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Just because it didn't look like, you know, what God said. Because sometimes God will put you out there, but, you know, God going to always cover his bill.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank you tonight for being courageous and bold enough to hear the call first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
and then just, you know, keep putting your foot towards the plow. Because I tell you, 14 years later, We Talk Radio Network is all around the globe. And so,
man,
we want to appreciate you, man.
Yes, yes, we definitely want to appreciate you. Ms. Davis, I do have a question for you. You talked about the word that God had given you and you moving in obedience, right? But I want to go back when you were a child and you know, the low self-esteem. How did you develop the huge personality that you have today? And I kind of want to narrow this down a little. Was it in the steps you took to be an obedient, walking out life as far as pursuing your career in radio broadcasting? Just how did the personality come from, you know, maybe being hesitant to speak, intimidation, whatever the case may have been up until now?
Man, you know what? Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That is an amazing question. And I'm going to tell you how it happened.
Thank you.
At American Broadcasting School.
Okay.
I'll never forget. Yeah, man. Listen, American Broadcasting School really did something amazing for me. Before you can get to what's called the fishbowl, which is the big boy bowl, right? The fishbowl is where that's almost, but that's before graduation. Once you get to the fishbowl, man, you done made it. Everybody's hearing you on the network and you in the bowl and it's literally all glass around you and everybody can't wait to get there. They see you DJ. They see you having fun producing your show in there. They, cause that's the big boy step. But before you can get there, you have to go into these little rooms and you have to record your doing shows and you have to take them to your teacher. You have to attend classes. You have to sit in these classes and learn how to talk and learn how to speak and learn how to do news and learn how to all kinds of incredible things. But I'll never forget. I did great at everything. I aced and mastered everything. There was only one specific piece that I had an issue with a lot. And that was when I get into that little studio, I thought I had to be something different, which I remember back then it was 107.5 The Oasis and 105.7 smooth jazz shows. And so, you know, at that time, you know, this is your girl, Kia D, and I'm, you know, here on the smooth jazz show. You know, at the time, you know, I don't even know what my little smooth jazz show was. And I was a smooth, and I thought I had to be real smooth. And so I was doing all that, and I'm taking my tape in there, every time, like, this is the one right here. This is the one. And my teacher, shout out to my teacher. I love him. He was like, nah, that ain't it. Take it back. He pushed my tape right back over there. Now, I'm telling you, I went at least 10 times. I took the same tape back to him And I got right. frustrated. This last time, I was like, I don't know what you want from me. You, I'm acing everything, everything else but this. I'm doing bad on this because I can't get this voice right. He was like, I just really need you to be yourself. Mm-hmm. I just need you to be yourself. I was like, myself? Myself?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what myself, at that point in time, I didn't even know what myself was.
Mm.
I didn't know that. And so I'm like, myself? Okay. I'll go back in there and try and be myself. He said, hey, what you talking on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, talking on the phone. All right. I went back in this little room. I put the tape in the player. I put my headset on, and I looked down at my phone.
A cassette
and
tape,
I took the
way.
Phone, a cassette tape, a cassette tape, yes.
yes,
my
way.
God. For the millennials who have no clue what I'm talking about.
Right.
I literally took my cell phone, because I had a cell phone, and it was on the table, and I put my cell phone underneath one of my ear head, underneath the ear headset, and I said, well, here we go. Let me just, because I needed it to be natural at that point in time, like I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I pushed record. Boop. And I said, it's your girl, PSD, holding it down. And it just went like that.
Mm.
And from that moment forward, I was, it's your girl, Kia D, holding it down. Now, We Talk Radio hadn't been created yet. So at that point in time, I was recording for that. You know, I made up a little network that I was recording for. But my energy is from that moment forward, because I trusted the process, even though the process was painful and I didn't really understand the process. And I got kicked off at the process because I didn't understand somebody really, they knew that wasn't me. I didn't know that wasn't me. I didn't know that wasn't me, but I had to trust the process enough, and that's how Kia D became Kia D, right there in that little ABS studio. Sure did.
Beautiful. All right, beautiful.
Love
beautiful.
It. Love it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Love it.
No, I feel like that. This is you explaining that. That's really going to help a lot of people, you know, to really, really find their identity. You know, a lot of times, even, you know, we see social media and we see so many people trying to be what they feel the world wants, but not tapping into who they really are.
Right.
So thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, because you know, Shakespeare said, let every man be true to him own self.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot
Come
of times, you know, we put on these facades and try to be something. But when you just being you, because what's encouraging, I think 6 years ago, Mandy, when we started the Mandy the Mentor show, Kia came over to the studio to help. And I remember the exact words that she encouraged you. She said, listen, if don't nobody listen, I like hearing myself talk.
She did.
And Mandy
and I
looked
mean
out.
That now.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah, I mean that. Yeah,
and that encouraged Mandy. Mandy was like, I said, yeah, that's how it is. You got to, you know, believe in your own self first.
Right. I totally agreed.
Yeah.
I felt like you have to be your own cheerleader. You
mm-hmm.
know, you have to speak into you when nobody else will. You
right.
know, so to hear another person say that, you know, it's like, that's it right there.
Yeah.
That's it. Because if nobody else support me, I support me. And I have to see the vision first and support the vision first.
Mm. Yes. Mm. And so
now let me tell you, well, let me, if you don't mind, E-Man, I need to,
go right
ahead. I gotta say this. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mandy, we had three teachers. Now, you know, Mandy, we had three teachers at American Broadcasting School.
Okay.
I could have taken that tape into the other teachers. Any of those three teachers could have been my teacher, because, you know, you can go back and forth in between. Any of those two teachers, I could have taken that tape into. But for this specific thing, I trusted this specific man. I knew, even though I could have taken it into this other room, and the other teacher would have passed me with flying colors, because that's just the kind of teacher he was. He would have been like, oh, yeah, that's great, no problem. I could have done that. I could have taken that easy road. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I kept going back in there. I trusted him. I trusted his opinion, and I knew eventually I was going to get there, and I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
All right.
It's real talk. Don't always take the easy road.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that paved road, you know what I'm saying, that rocky road, you know, it's there for a reason. You know, it definitely made me better, you know, because I've stood in front of people who I have shocked with my person. When I say shocked to their core, core with my personality. And a lot of times, sometimes people understand it, sometimes people don't. Either way, you know, I leave a mark, and I appreciate that mark. So, yeah.
You know, it's interesting you would say a rocky road. And I want to say it this way. To those of you that's listening to us on We Talk Radio Network on tonight, we're talking to the owner and founder of We Talk Radio Network. Why? Because it's Woman History Month. And we're saluting her on tonight. We're giving her flowers because she's been on the wall for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But Kia, you know, this 14-year journey you've been building, and we all know that life don't come with a bunch of roses.
Mm-hmm.
We know life has its own challenges, its ups and downs, and, you know, sometimes life can hit you, man, and it can just knock the hell out of you, so to speak.
Oh yeah,
it can knock the wind out of you. And so, Kia, let's jump into this. Let's take this conversation this away. Why? Because as I look at you and I see you to where you are today, you know, I remember you called me one day and you was at a salon somewhere, and something happened that particular day where it had something to do with sex trafficking. Let's talk a little bit about that. That experience. Because that person that's listening on the network on tonight, to that young lady, we want to make you aware of why. Because out of that particular situation, there was an organization birthed out of that, which is Heels on the Move, right?
Correct. That's correct.
And so talk to our listeners a little bit about that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to pay real close because we're going to go down this journey now.
Mm-hmm.
And take us there first, Ms. Davis.
First of all, I want to give a big, loving, wrap my arms around my daughter shout out real quick. My daughter Tamaja and my daughter Riley, my son-in-law Marcus, and my three grandchildren, Marley, Legacy, and Victory. You know, because without them, I really am nothing. Real talk, and my entire family, real talk, my host of cousins and aunties and uncles and five brothers and sisters and 19 nieces and nephews and just all of them, just everybody. Because without them, I'm nothing. My daughters, Riley, at the time she was 14. And it was during the pandemic. We were literally in the middle of a pandemic and we hadn't been anywhere, you know, we had, and I wanted to give them a big love shout out because they supported everybody that I spoke of and my family and friends. They all supported us throughout this process. So I just wanted to wrap my arms and love around each of them tonight, because I know some of them are listening, and just say thank you so much for all of that love that you showed us through that process. But now I'm getting back to the story. During the pandemic, it was just at home. We never left. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I got to get out of here. I'm so sick of being at home. My daughter felt the same thing. She was like, yes, mom, you know, where can we go? I was like, well, you know, let's go get a manicure, you know, right down the street, less than a mile away from where we lived at the time. And a place that I frequent quite often. So I was very familiar with this location. We went there, and I'm going to make a long story very short. We went to this location. Because of the pandemic, they had me and my daughter kind of separated a little bit. I'm also going to, you know, kind of keep some of the details private because, you know, my daughter, I want to respect her privacy. So some of the details I didn't release on that video that day, and I'm not releasing today. You know what I'm saying? But we were at this nail shop. They had us separated. What I didn't know while we were separate, mind you, I'm at this location quite often. So I know the person that's doing my manicure. He's done it before. My manicure is going very quickly, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of watching the TV. They got the music going, and I'm you know, I'm look down at my daughter a couple times, and I noticed that the lady who was doing her manicure and pedicure had kind of gotten up a couple of times, you know, but they do that because they're going back to the back and they're getting things to put on their cart and so on and so forth. But again, you know, I sleep at this place, you know, so I feel like I know these people. You know how you go someplace sometimes and it's like family? I'm thinking it's family. Now, mind you, my daughter has never been here before. We usually go to a different place that's down the way a little bit because they got, you know, a lot fancier stuff and da-da-da-da. But this one is, you know, right down the street, a lot smaller. I wanted to go to someplace very small where I knew it wouldn't be a lot of people, and that's why I chose this place. And so there was one lady that was sitting across from me and my daughter. They had two chairs that were in between me and my daughter, so we weren't sitting exactly next to each other. The nail tech was almost done with my nails, and of course he's talking to me, and they've never seen my daughter. So he's like, oh my gosh, your daughter, she's so beautiful. You know, he's telling me she's so gorgeous. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. He's like, oh my gosh, how old is she? And I was like, oh, she's 14. He was like, oh my goodness, she said she was 12. I was like, what? I said, and I started laughing. I said, oh, she's probably just trying to get that 12-year-old discount because she know it's 12 and under, you know, probably get 15% off or something. So I'm laughing, you know, he's laughing. I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I didn't think anything of it because guess what? Mm-hmm. I come here all the time. This is family. Within about 3 to 4 minutes after me and him had that exchange, my daughter jumped up. She's like, hey, mama, I need to go to the car. And I was like, huh? I need to go to the car. I was like, and I remember looking around the room, and it was quiet and peaceful. The lady who was doing my daughter's nails was actually just kind of fiddling in her cart. I mean, the lady who was doing the other person's nails, who was sitting across from me and my daughter, she was attending to the pedicure. And I mean, everything was just normal. And so I didn't think anything of it. The car literally is right outside the window. So it wasn't in a big parking lot. It was just right outside the window. And I kind of looked at the car and looked at her, and I was like, are you sure? I mean, and I looked at my nails. I was like, he's almost done. You sure? You? And I looked at my daughter's nails. Now, this is the deal. The man had two nails to do on me. And my daughter had nothing done to her nails. It should have in that moment alarmed me, right? And I'm telling this story because a lot of times this is how easy it happens, because we don't think sometimes. It's like, oh, no, that can't be. No, that can't be. No, it can't be. Right? It can be. It's as simple as, oh, that can't be. I must be crazy. Right. Here we go. And so I remember saying, okay, no problem. And I remember watching her walk to the car. And I sat back down, and I said, man, that was crazy. And I remember saying to the lady who was doing my daughter's nails and the man who was doing my nails, I'll pay for whatever you did. I was like, I was talking to her, but I was kind of, my face was going back and forth between the guy that was doing my nails and her. I was like, I'll pay for whatever, you know, you did. I said, but it don't look like you did much, girl. Her nails didn't have nothing on them, you know, because I'm not thinking nothing of it, you know. And my phone rang. Like, right after I said that, my phone rang, and it was my oldest daughter, Tamaja. Shout out to a unit.
Right.
Shout out to a family unit that sticks together. Shout out to people you trust. Yes. That's why you always got to keep people you trust in your corner. And it wasn't that my daughter didn't trust me. My daughter at that moment didn't trust the situation. She had no idea what was going on, and she did the best thing she could by getting out and trying to figure out what was going on in between, because she didn't really know. But she knew something, and I'm gonna tell you why. My daughter calls me, and my oldest daughter screaming and yelling, "Mama, do you know why Raleigh went outside?" And I said, "No." And she began to tell me that the nail technician that my daughter was sitting with had was trying to get her to go back to the back. They were trying to do her eyebrows. Now, mind you, I've been there. I don't know umpteen times. They never, ever, ever asked me to go do my eyebrows. Ever. Not even that day. they were trying to get her to go back to the back to do her eyebrows. She was like, no, I'm good. My daughter's eyebrows are spotless, perfect, don't need nothing done to them. And then when the lady, remember, she kept leaving and going back. When she came back, the last time she left and came back and sat down, she had the phone turned around to my daughter, and my daughter could see a man, an old Caucasian man, sitting on his couch. And I don't know what he was doing. My daughter didn't either. But my daughter said they had the phone was turned towards my daughter, and she could see this man. And they began to ask my daughter questions about they had already started asking her questions about a school and a grade. But then additional questions began. And that's when my daughter jumped up and said, Mama, I need to get out of here.
Right.
And her being smart enough to know, hey, sometimes it's chess, not checkers. You know, she played chess. Let me exit, because my mama is not understanding right now. Because I wasn't. I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. I thought something else. I really did. And I'm not neither here nor there what I thought, because it don't even matter. It don't matter.
Right.
I sent my child outside. I sent my 14-year-old outside. It don't matter. And at this point in time, I'm livid. Livid. I get my daughter from outside, and I'm losing it. Mm-hmm. And my daughter at that point in time, my oldest daughter, she's still on the phone. My youngest daughter is on three-way, Riley, outside on three-way in the car, and I'm trying to get her back in the building. And then I realize, no, I don't need you in the building. I can see you right there. Lock the doors. Don't move. I'm calling 911. You said, because at that point in time, I was about to head outside, and then I realized, no, I can't leave. I can't go outside, but I don't want her near these predators. I got to keep us separated. And then I realized, oh, my gosh, the predators might be outside. The predators might be outside. It was so much happening in that moment. Right. And the only thing I could do, Eman and Mandy, the only thing I could think to do was begin to pray. I prayed. I started praying so loud. I started calling out demons in that building. I was praying and crying because I didn't know what else to do. I was shaking because the lady who was at that point in time, there was a conversation that was had between me and this technician, of course, in the midst of my anger, because really what I wanted to do was go snatch her up by her hair, of course, as you know, and wally mop until I couldn't wally mop no more and throw her through the glass. I'm just being honest. My mind was there. We talking transparency or not? You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to keep it real with you. I was there. I was losing my mind. At the same time, I knew that she was deleting pictures from her phone because I could see her finger scroll, she stopped, boom, delete, finger scroll, boom, stop, delete. I'm screaming at the manager, go get her phone. She had my daughter on video with a man. I'm screaming this to the manager.
Yeah.
The manager says, oh, no, nothing's happening. Oh, no, you must be crazy. Nothing's happening. You must know, no, nothing's happening. I was like, hold on, wait, I must be losing my mind. And then the lady that was sitting across from my daughter, she says, excuse me, ma'am. Now I'm in the midst of an absolute rage. She says, excuse me, ma'am. And this is before I began to pray. This is right before I began to pray. I'm watching the lady delete. I'm telling the manager, go get her phone. Just go get the phone. It's evidence. Just go get the phone. The lady says, excuse me, ma'am, I just want to let you know, when your daughter got up and y'all were standing over there, she was taking pictures of you too. So not only were you taking pictures and you had my daughter on video, now you got a witness across from you saying you were taking pictures of me too. Now, mind you, at that point, we ain't stole nothing. Now, remember, keep that in mind. That whole taking pictures of me thing, I want you to keep that in mind. There was no threat to these people. Remember, that lady had her head down, doodling in her cart. There was no threat. There was no confrontation. There was no reason for her to take pictures of me. But at some point, somehow, when I was talking to my daughter, because she was like, Mama, come on, because she actually said, Mama, I need to talk to you for a second. And she kind of pulled me to the side. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like, literally, she kind of pulled me to the side. Mama, I just need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. And I was like, come on, let's go over here. Let's talk. And that's when I pulled her farther to the side. I was like, you okay? Is everything all right? Yeah, I just need to get out of here for a second, Mama. I just need to get out of here. Just please, I just need to get out of here. Please, Mama. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, baby. All right, go to the car. Watch her off the car. Boom. So keep that. I want you to note that she was taking pictures of us, and there was a witness on the inside of these pictures and videos, and the whole contraption that happened, that lady saw it, and she was like, something's not right. I'm telling you, something's not right. This is what the lady was saying. I immediately began to cry and pray, and I'm dialing 911, and I'm watching this lady at this point. When she realizes I'm calling 911, she grabs her purse, and she grabs her lunch bag, and she tries to head towards the door. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, I told her, I wish MFA would touch that door. Don't you go nowhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't move. She stood right there, 10 toes down in that same spot. She never moved. I called 911. I had my eye on the manager. I had my eye on the daughter. I had my eye on her in the whole place at the same time. And do you know what I did? I made sure I paid my bill, because the one thing you wasn't going to do was say, this heifer didn't pay her cotton picking bill. I made sure I paid my bill. How much I owe? How much do I owe you? So I can give you my money.
Right.
How much do I owe you? Because you already got my address. You had it. That's why you asked her where she lives. You already know so much about me. Go take my money too, because I never want you to say I stole shit from you. Do you hear me? I never wanted anybody to say, because at that time I knew no one was going to believe me, and I knew I needed to tell somebody. I knew it was bigger than these cops that was going to come and they was going to play with me. I already knew. I said, I need extra help. Nobody's going to believe me. And when I went live on video that day.
Yeah, I remember that. Right.
I went live on video. I don't go live, man. You know, I don't do video. My marketing crew for the past 15 years has been telling me, you got to go video. You need to go video. I ain't doing it. I'm a radio personality. I'm not doing it. I went live that day. I used my platform for the good that needed to be used for. And I didn't care what a fool I looked like doing it. I didn't care. I needed people to understand it's as simple as not paying attention for a quick second, and it can happen. Luckily, my daughter was smart enough. Luckily, I'm not the type of parent that drops my child off to get a pedicure and a manicure. I'm that parent that, no, you ain't going without me. I'm going to be right there with you. I'm right now. We riding together on this one, okay? Everywhere, but even those parents make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Even those parents make mistakes. At the end of the day, the cops came.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the video. I'm recording this video. The cops come, and the cops go in. The cops take my story. Cops go inside. Cops come outside with a woman I had never seen. This woman had been in the back the entire time. This was the owner's wife. Now, you mean to tell me this whole commotion is going on out in the front of your establishment and you don't come out at all? I never saw her face. I was standing there for a minute waiting on the cops to come. I watched that whole place, remember? Remember, I had my eye on my daughter. I had my eye on all of them at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never did I see her. I'm like, who is this? This is the owner's wife. Okay. The owner wasn't there. He was traveling. Great. The young lady who I allegedly said was taking pictures and videos said there was no video and there were no pictures ever taken. This is a statement she gave to the cops. The people inside said that woman is crazy. They would never take video. There was no reason to take any pictures because none of them felt threatened. They all said that. They all said they did not think I was going to leave without paying my bill. All of them said that. Mm-hmm. So there was no reason to take any pictures or videos of me. Now, that woman that was sitting across, remember? Oh, she confirmed. She said, yeah, there were pictures and videos. I saw it.
Right.
She told me, because she came outside and told me, yeah, I told the cops the truth, that there were pictures and videos being taken. I told them. But he told me, once he came outside with the owner, he said, yeah, I do know, and this is on video, I do know there's something wrong here. I get that.
Right.
But the only thing I can tell you to do at this point is call the Better Business Bureau. That's what he told me. Call the Better Business Bureau, BBB. I said, what?
And so out of that situation, Ms. Davis, you launched the organization called Heal on the Move. And ladies and gentlemen,
no,
by the way,
I didn't. No, that organization had already been started. The Heal on the Move started in 2018. I added before Heals on the Move to Heal, just, you know, we assisted with domestic violence. Mm-hmm. But at that point, I added in human trafficking and child exploitation at that point.
Yeah, you added that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are listening to The Untold Story by Ms. Kia Davis. We are here on We Talk Radio Network. It is Woman History Month, and this is the untold story we wanted to sit down tonight because, you know, this network been around for 14 years, been striving, but no matter who you are in business, you're going to go through some bumps in the road and some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a particular challenge she had with her daughter. But shout out to her little daughter, Riley, who just won a wrestling competition.
Right.
You know.
She did.
We so proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Fourth
what'd she
in
get,
the state.
What'd she get, Ms. Davis?
She placed fourth in the state of Texas. In wrestling. She did.
And just grew up to be a beautiful young lady. I watched her and her oldest daughter grow up and just a beautiful young lady. So, Riley, when you start making the memes, don't forget about E-Man.
That part. You know. That part. She just signed to Lakeland University in Plymouth, Wisconsin. So she'll be
that's beautiful.
For college wrestling. Yeah.
Well,
very excited.
We proud of her. Well, E-Man got a few dollars for her. You know, I'm not gonna let her go off to college without you know being a blessing to her because you know when you see young, and I'm just not saying that because we on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just what I normally do. You know, I like to see these young people that, and so we've been following her on the network, been watching all her wrestling tournaments, and she just have done the doggone thing.
She has.
And so we proud of her.
She's amazing.
Yeah. So you came through that, Ms. Davis, you came through that particular situation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just going down her journey because out of 14 years, there's been some great moments and there's been some ups and downs. And that was just one particular moment that she had in her life. But here recently, about a year ago, January the 15th, your day changed, Ms. Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you jumped the broom, as they would say, in the holy matrimony. And something turned right in there. And to all of you that's around the network on tonight, and the reason why I'm going to bring this up, Ms. Davis, because you're a personality, you know, out there, you know, people are watching and people have questions and people want to know, what happened? What's going on? Let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, no matter who you are, I can remember growing up living in some apartments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had what they call these big humps in the road, these big speed bumps. And no matter, you know, if you had a big car, small car, some of them bumps are real, real big.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take your car, well, it may damage it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And some people just would hit the bump and run over it and mess up some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you saying, E-Man? In life, we all hit a bump in the road.
Yes.
And that bump can either make you bitter or you can make you better. And Ms. Davis, you know, I know you hit a bump in the road about a year ago. Let's talk a little bit about that on tonight because you have to be, listen, this is why I said to you, thank you for being courageous and bold enough to accept the call. Here's a call that you have got from God, but to that young lady that's listening tonight, to that young man that's listening on the network, when I tell you God is covering you, because let's talk about this ordeal that you went through just about a year ago, which you hit a bump in the road, which changed your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to our listeners a little bit about that tonight, Ms. Davis.
You know, you mentioned, I thank you for that, Iman. You know, you mentioned some good things, but there's also been some bad things, and mm-hmm. I've done some good things in my life. You know, I've got two amazing daughters, and great, amazing son-in-law, beautiful grandchildren. I was Miss Texas, Arlington, Miss Arlington, Texas Plus America in 2013.
Right, right.
Been featured in two books. I was in reality TV with, who was that, Deion Sanders and Dr. Phil. I've interviewed
right.
incredible people like comedian Ricky Smiley and singer Selena Johnson. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. I've done some great things in life.
Yeah.
Before I tell you. But boy, I've even interviewed E-Man and Dr. Mandy. I've interviewed some incredible people in my lifetime, man. When I tell you.
Yeah.
But boy, I tell you, in these good moments, when I tell you, I'm telling you all that to say, you know, I have to, when challenges and rocky times hit,
mm-hmm.
I always have to focus on the blessings that God has given me, because I wouldn't make it if I didn't continue to focus on the blessings. So, yeah, the good, the bad is there, and it might be trying to outweigh, but I'm telling you, the good is always going to outweigh. If you just continue to focus on that good, the good is always going to outweigh. And with that being said, you know, I did last year, you know, I've done all these great things in my life. You know, I was like so excited. I had met this incredible, what I thought, you know, at the time was this incredible gentleman. And he kind of sweeped me off my feet a little bit. And I was excited. And we spent, you know, 3.5 years together, and then we got engaged. And so in that time, you know, you really get to know a person, right? You know, and I was peacock happy, you know, whatever, you know,
peacock
as E-Man would say. I was, and E-Man and Mandy, y'all saw the love, you know, you were there,
right.
You saw
this
genuineness, and you were there for the major engagement party, and my brother came down. My brother, you know, you got those family members. Shout out to my brother in Missouri. I know you tuned in tonight. Love you, sister. You know, sometimes he didn't always just come down for funerals, but sometimes, you know, because of life, you know, people raising kids and all that, you only get to come down sometimes for the funerals and stuff like that. But my brother came down. He came down. What I didn't know was going to be this big engagement. He came down, man, to celebrate this incredible surprise engagement. And so that's the kind of big thing that it was. It was amazing. My family was there, and our friends, and it was big. It was amazing. And then a couple months later, about a year and some change later, had this beautiful wedding. And Mandy, E-Man, you guys were there. Y'all were there for this incredible wedding, and the love was real, and it was amazing. You know, so I thought. But within 4 months, I found out that, you know, not only was he having an affair, several affairs, if you will, but he had been using me pretty much the entire time. You know, we were 9 years, the age difference was about 9 years apart, and he had a problem with my age the whole time. I mean, a lot of stuff came out, you know, once it was all said and done, and I had to swallow a lot of pills, not necessarily physical pills, the pill oh my goodness, I just got married. And I married the wrong man, you know, and so it was extremely painful, and having to go through all the levels of grief, anger, resentment. It's my fault because I blame myself. I mean, all the stages, you know what I'm saying, of grief, you know, and having to heal and trust God through that process. It was a true challenge. Real talk, E-Man, it was a true challenge, you know, because you know, a lot of times in relationships, there's even if you're angry at that person or mad at that person, eventually there may be some kind of rectification. You know, maybe I apologize. Maybe I never received any of that. I only received hatred, and I was very good to this particular person. You know, I opened my heart up. You know, really kind of for the first time, I feel in my life, I actually opened my heart up to someone. But I'm going to tell you what that taught me. That taught me, one, I can't open my heart up because I'd always been scared to do it. Everybody in life isn't a horrible person. I'm not a horrible person. Everybody in life isn't horrible. People just be people-less. And if you can learn that people gonna people, You know what I'm saying? You can learn life how to guard your heart a little bit more. Life's going to be life. And I had to learn how to guard my heart. And I also had to learn how to trust God because I saw the red flag. But I continued to blame myself. I was like, it's got to be me, right? It's got to be me, right? And there are several reasons why I blame myself. Oh, that don't even matter. I blame myself thinking, okay, it must be me, you know. And at the end of the day, there was nothing I could have done to make a person love me that couldn't love me. And I had to learn how to let that go. And at the same time, Eman, guess what? I couldn't, it was almost like I couldn't talk. I didn't even want to, I didn't want to hear my voice and I didn't want nobody to hear my voice. I was like, I ain't even got nothing to say. And so I went off the air for a year.
Yeah, you took some time away from the airwaves.
I did.
Yeah, because
and Eman kept calling me. He kept calling me.
Yeah, I had to check on your mental because
you did.
Those of you that's listening on the network on tonight, this is the untold story and this is therapeutic tonight because this is a coming out party.
Right.
And this weight is going to be lifted tonight. Why? Because you know she's sharing she had to take off for a year, and that year of taking off, could you imagine? You know, you celebrating a big day and 4 months later, I mean, I can't even imagine it. So to you that's listening on the network on tonight, you know, it was a beautiful occasion and being there that day and this to happen, you know, to sit here and listen to you tonight, because it took a lot of prayer therapy, taking a lot of prayer and taking a lot of therapy to even continue to get through it. For you to be able to sit here tonight to just even open up and share it, you know, was there any time in this particular moment, because you're already having some issues and thoughts about yourself going through that ordeal, were there any moments that you just feel like giving up and just saying, because see, a person like me, Kia, I probably would have looked up to the Lord and probably would have said, what the hell is going on here? you understand what I'm saying? I mean, we're around the domino table tonight, you know, and a lot of y'all may have questions. So y'all listen to this real good, because this is, perfect for someone, you know, that's getting ready to make a transition and then get hit with a bump like that, get hit with a situation like that, just to keep your mind. Talk to us a little bit. Was there any moments that you feel like, and by the way, we're going to bypass the second segment on tonight. Miss Davis, were there any times through this you just feel like giving up and just throwing in the towel?
You know, when I was, I'm going to tell you a story, and then I don't know why I like telling stories and then get to the question, but I'm going to tell you a story and then I'm going to get to the question. But it's all relative to the question. It's relative to the question.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I'm in radio. Speaking of that, real talk, I'm going to tell you another, I'm going to tell you a story and then I'm going to get back to this. I hated radio, but radio broadcasting, talk radio, sports radio, I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, shout out to the late Reverend Sergeant Larry Ray Davis, who literally every road trip we would take back and forth to Houston or wherever, he would always have talk radio or sports radio. I beg, please, Daddy, please cut the radio on, some music, please. He would not do it. Neither here nor there. I am in radio, and I love it now. You know, one of the incredible things about my life is when I was 11 years old, I was, and a lot of people don't know this. So, I was sexually assaulted when I was 11 years old and that sexual assault, you know, I didn't tell anybody. I kind of walked in silence for a long time and I didn't tell anybody about that. And it was, the pastor's son is the person, you know, who was sexually assaulting me. And I was 11. It stopped when I was 13, when I got pregnant. I got pregnant at the age of 13. And, you know, at that time, you know, my mom did the best that she, you know, what she thought was best for me at that time. And so, you know, I had an abortion. And, mm-hmm. of course, you know, being at that point, life took a topsy-turvy on me, and I became what they at that point in time called promiscuous, and I got pregnant again by that time at my boyfriend at the age of 16. And I got had my daughter, my first daughter, Tamaja, when I was 17 years old. My next daughter, Riley, I had when I was a senior in college 10 years later. But with me going through everything that I went through from at the age of 11 on, having the strength to get through that, God told me, this right here, this battle that you're facing, you've already won. I've given you all the resources you need. Mm-hmm. I've given you every single thing you need right here in front of you to get through this test. Because as you know, as you grow and as you continue to live, you'll see different, what they call devils on different levels. Mm-hmm. And so as I got to this next level, I had to face something different. And so the challenges that I faced when I was younger gave me the strength and the courage to literally go through what I went through this past year, being able to see my daughters and my grandchildren, being able to see my son-in-law and the love that they have for each other, continuing to live my life and show them strength. I got my strength in that. Continuing to show my nieces and my nephews that no matter what you do, and my daughters, no matter what you do in life, you don't let nobody stomp on you.
Right,
because
right.
my ex had been treating me badly throughout the last part of the relationship, and I kept blaming myself, thinking it must be me, right? It's got to be me. I got to do something different. I got to do something better. And I continued to try and change myself, and nothing worked. And so I realized after getting married and that behavior continued to change, and then he didn't want to pay any bills to find out that he was really using me. Like, I thought it was just a phase. I was like, it's going to get better, right? He said, money's going to come. And he was working. He just didn't want to give. I was being, you know, what my auntie called girl, he was being stupid. I was being stupid. But I thought I was, you know, I had been with this man for years already. I thought I knew him. But the gig for him was up. He could only ride that train for so long. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't blame him. I blame the enemy. You see what I'm saying? I have been able to forgive, even though people are like, I'll never forgive. Listen, let me tell you something. It's healing and forgiveness, honey. Because I walk in a light. I walk in a light that some people have never, ever seen because I'm able to literally forgive and let it go. Let it go. There's no way for me to hate this young man. This young man got two beautiful girls. He has got to literally grow up and allow them to grow. He has got to see them grow up. They need him. You see what I'm saying? I wish him no harm. You know what I'm saying? But I got to be honest. Let's keep it transparent. There was a time when I was coming back from Louisiana a couple months after this all happened. I was coming back from Louisiana, and I was going over one of them gator bridges, and I was thinking this is a good place to drop his body off, if you know what I'm saying, because I was so angry.
Right.
So those things are real, but I'm telling you, every single time, and he said some nasty, when I tell y'all, he said, when it was all said and done, E-Man, I'll share with you some of the nasty things that he said to me. Instead of apologizing and saying, hey, I'm sorry for cheating, hey, I'm sorry for using you, he just dug in deeper. And he said some of the nastiest things to me that no human being should say to another, you know, those demonic words continued to play in my head for months, and the enemy kept telling me, ain't nobody ever gonna, he can't love you, ain't nobody gonna love you. You gave him everything you got, and that still wasn't good enough. Like, the enemy was literally beating me down. And do you know what I would do? And people, I'm sure, thought I was crazy. You know what I would do? And I know we ain't got but a couple minutes left on this show, but do you know what I would do? I would literally, every single time I would hear those words coming to my head, mm-hmm. I would literally begin to pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, I hear mm-hmm. the words, but I need your words to be louder. I need whatever you or whatever he is saying, whatever the enemy has for me right. is out the window. I need you to be a resounding voice in my heart. I need you to be a resounding voice in my head, God. Come in like a flood. Like I would have to just... No matter where I was, I have to say it out loud. And sometimes mm-hmm. I say it in silence. And sometimes I be screaming it.
Mm-hmm.
Until those words kind of dissipated. And I said, oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. Oh, the words he say to me don't matter no way. The enemy got his plan. I get it.
Yeah.
But God's mm-hmm. plan is bigger. God's plan is bigger. And I had to focus on that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we're talking to Ms. Davis. She is the proud owner of We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
We're going down her, you know, through her journey,
mm-hmm.
and we're having a conversation because, you know, this is real life situations, and somebody out there, you know, probably done already experienced something similar to this, or we want to help you before you experience something like this, before this young lady to be sitting here tonight to tell her story and hadn't totally lost all of her mind, you know, because it's got to be a mind-boggling thing to fight those voices in your head to say that, you know, I heard you say, you know, it's your fault. You open up to really love and then to forgive, because forgiveness is a powerful thing when you
yes,
forgive.
Yes.
But Hasa never... You know, it's always easy said than done. When you walk in our life and you living it, she's telling it tonight to bless somebody in 5 minutes or 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but she had to live a whole year out because
right.
January the 15th, it would have been 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
That was my birthday, E-Man. He married me on my birthday. Yes, because you have to say to me, I was reminded by a sermon that Sarah Jakes Roberts did, Glory Triggers.
Mm-hmm.
At January 15th, had to be some kind of trigger, but understanding how she can tell it is getting healed from the trigger. It don't trauma her
mm-hmm.
as it did in the beginning.
Right.
Why? Because she's been praying and seeing, having therapy, and God is bringing her through it.
Mm-hmm.
So to that young person, because this might be a part two, ladies and gentlemen. We ain't even touched the surface yet. But we just whetting your appetite because we might have to bring her back and finish it up. But this is her therapeutic. This is her coming out session.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because at the end of the day, when you a personality, you own your own company, been around for 13 years, everybody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how you going to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how you going to come through this. And in your mind, you trying to, you're just trying to survive because this bump in the road hits to where it just knocked the wind out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, how do I really come back from this? And everybody's watching. But when I tell you that it's been amazing to see a strong, because see, you got to look at our lineage. We are strong people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say why, you know, you went through it, but to be able to sit here tonight and ain't taking no pills, ain't smoking a joint to understand what her name is,
right.
Not in a crazy house in a white suit,
mm-hmm.
it can't be, because, you know, at the end of the day, I would even ask you this, and man, if you have anything, because we getting ready to wrap the show up in about 12 more minutes. Miss Davis, you know, I'm going to ask you this orthodox question because, you know, just because this is just the way my mind goes. When you talk about love, out of all of forgiveness, out of everything that, you know, you just shared, and you're a loving person like you are,
mm-hmm.
if this young man was to call you and want to reconcile and just want to apologize, would you go back?
Mm. Oh, I never go back. You know, the self-respect
mm-hmm.
and the love of a brother and a sister is there, you know what I'm saying? Because I can love you like a brother and sister. We can move forward. We can laugh together. We might even be able to laugh about this one day. Ha, 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 you know, because that's just where I am in my life. You know, I'm all about laughter and love. My family knows that. They know we ain't joking. You know, we laugh through our pain, like for real, for real. My mama is also somebody who should be celebrated again for us for all the stuff she had to endure and how we've been able to laugh through a lot of that pain. But no, you know what I'm saying? I would definitely not, you know, take him back. But again, you know, maybe, you know, one day being able to laugh, you know, together and be like, you know, hey, that happened. But, you know, we're both adults and we're able to move on and say, God bless you. You know, that at the end of the day, that's my only hope and prayer, because I don't want any enemies. You know what I mean? I'm that type of person. I just want us all to get along. That's me. Like, that's real. Like, you know, that's the real me, you know? So, yeah.
Mandy?
Yes, yes. So, Kiel, we know that going through a divorce, there's the 5 stages of grief. There's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. A woman of your caliber, a woman that have been featured in multiple books, you have blazed a trail. You are the CEO and founder of your organization and also of the radio, right? You've done a lot. You was a part of a sorority. You have a lot of friends, a lot of people that look up to you. How did you, being the person you are, the motivator you are, how did you experience embarrassment and shame? And if you did, how did you get through it?
I'm going to keep this short because I know we got a couple of minutes. Part 2 coming soon. Got to do it.
Yes.
Yes, very much so. I did experience embarrassment. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, my platform, remember we talked about my platform? My platform is a platform of goodness and greatness. Because remember, I told you I don't go live. You know, when I go live, it's for a reason. When I do radio broadcasts, and one thing you'll know about us here at this network, shout out to Emily Blue, who's listening. I love you, Emily. And Deanne Lack of Brand New Day with Emily Blue. In all of our radio shows that we have here, we promote positivity and light and all that good stuff, you know. And so we don't promote any negativity. That's what we do here. And so I want to always continue, you know, to promote that light and with positivity I want to say something real quick.
Sure.
You talked about the stages of denial. And those stages are very, very real.
Yes.
And if you don't go through those stages 100%, if you don't allow yourself to feel those stages fully and pray yourself through those stages, you'll find yourself right back where you were, unhealed, 100% unhealed. And again, I know we got to end this show, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. I literally had to go through every single stage of that healing and of all of that. And I wouldn't have made it through, had I not prayed myself through that and had my family there with me to help me through that. So, Did I answer your question?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We have to have a part 2, Kia, because there's a lot of meat in this. So
you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a lot of meat in this. And we want you to tell your story. That's why we're calling it Untold Story, because, you know, by the time other people put their twist to it and write their, you know, sometimes we just get it wrong, but I really thank God for your community of support, you know, your beautiful family that stood beside you and standing beside you, all of We Talk family, you know. When I tell you, you got support and love from others, you know, I am just an elephant elated because as a black man in the yet to be United States, to look and see how strong and courageous you are, to know how to take a licking and keep on ticking, you know, to keep seeing you stand on the wall, you know, God had to break the mold when he made you, because he said there would be another Kia Davis, you know, and we are all been put here to serve, and you are a servant, and you're still... I just believe eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard all that God has for you, because It would be your untold story to help millions of women all around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
It would be your story because at the end of the day, those that's just been listening on the network on tonight, not, you know, talking from the standpoint of getting to know one's business.
Right.
This is healing.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? And to see you get to the next level and to see you, you know, where you didn't have to, I kind of watched you from afar. You know, I called you when I needed to, and there was moments, and you can kind of answer this question, because there was kind of time that I would call you, Kia, and I had caught myself after I hung up. I would call you, Kia, and I would let you share, and I would listen to you, and then I would turn around and say what me and Mandy getting ready to do, what me and Mandy have done. And I would say, oh, my goodness, maybe I shouldn't have said that, because on one hand, you know how you think, and this is why am I sharing this, because sometimes it's always good to just to let a person just share and mm-hmm. not say anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we think we encouraging, we think we saying all the right things. And I would say, oh, well, me and Mandy finna do this and go there. And because of the love she have for the both of us, Mandy, mm-hmm. she would always say, always give me an encouraging word. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, man, I wish I had her strength.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What was going through your mind when I was sharing that, Miss Davis? You weren't cussing me out behind the scenes, were you?
I wasn't, you know, I wasn't, because you always got to have people in your corner who are supporting you, and you did that. You know, you made sure that I knew I had you got a job to do, Kia. Okay, I know you need a break, but you got a job to do, and you got to have people in your corner who are not just, always, and you were very kind, but who go kick you in your back when you need to be kicked in your back and say, come on, let's go. And that's what you did, you know. So I appreciate the both of you, because let me tell you, man, you only one half. That strong woman you got, Dr. Mandy, she's a mighty half, and I appreciate you both. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Well,
you sharing with me, E-Man, you both got married. You got engaged right around the time we got engaged, and you got married a couple of days before we got married. And so, yes, your anniversary was a trigger. Everything's been a trigger. The commercial for Zales, where the every kiss begins with K, all of that. It was a trigger. Every single song we heard together, every time I took a road trip, you know, he took a road trip or anything, every car that looked like his, everything was a trigger. But God, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, that was a stage I had to go through. You know what I'm saying? So, and now I'm learning. And yes, my birthday was also a different kind of trigger, but I did something different this time. I said, once January 1st came, I said, all that is staying in 2023. All of that anger and depression and anxiety that was trying to hold me down is staying back there. You can do that. You can kick it to the curb. And that's what I did. I said, 2024 is going to be amazing. And that is exactly how it has been. So it has been absolutely amazing. Thank you to my family. To my family of radio personalities, to my beautiful daughters, Riley, who's this incredible wrestler, and my daughter, Tamaja, who's an extraordinary model, and my son-in-law, Marcus, who's a hip-hop artist, and they've got a beautiful business from the bottom. And people who are listening today, Anna Brown, Brad, my cousin, Gino, Karen Lorray, my family in Memphis, my family in Missouri, my family in California. Like, I couldn't do all of this without them. And so I appreciate everybody for wrapping their arms around me, for checking on me, for y'all, for checking on me. You got to keep people around you that will support you when you are down, and get those naysayers out of your life. I had to let go. I say this last thing. I had to let go of the negative people, no matter how hard it was going to hurt me. Baby, because let me tell you something. What that song say? One thing you got to remember, baby, one monkey don't stop no shoulder strength. This thing gonna keep on working.
I told you.
That's exactly how that's going to go right there. Yep,
right. Well, Ms. Davis, we want to thank you for your time on tonight. We want to thank you for stopping by the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
And and sharing your story. We'll have to bring you back and do a part two.
Yes.
And thank you for being courageous and bold enough to stay on the wall.
Yes.
And also thank you for allowing me and Amanda to sit here every Sunday night on your network just to talk crazy.
Right, right. Thank you.
I appreciate you both. And shout out to Southern Soul Radio. Thank you for everything. Everybody tuned in on Southern Soul Radio and We Talk Radio Network all over the globe. Listen, I'm giving you the biggest air hug right now. I mean, I got my arms wrapped tight around you. Thank you so much. And so the phone lines are lit up. I know they wanted to talk tonight, and I'm sorry. I talked that whole 2 hours. Sorry.
We wanted you to get it out tonight. May God continue to richly bless you, and we right here are supporting you, and we are here for you. And once again, you know, to the Davis family and to all of those that love Kia Davis, we want to shout out to you. Appreciate you for loving our friend and holding our friend up, and we're going to always keep you lifted up in prayer.
That's right.
And I'm just on tiptoe expectation to see what this next book is going to be about.
Right.
That's coming out in 2025.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's correct. It is. I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to tell the stories of everything, the accounts of my life. We're going to talk about it. We're going to have some fun. Right. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, come back tomorrow night. It's the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, you want to be you're doing your show tomorrow night, right?
You got it. Yes, sir. I'll be live. Yeah, I'm interviewing Riley Davis, my daughter, in wrestling. She is being interviewed on my show tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, y'all come on back and point down right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Well, listen. Thank you, Ms. Davis. We love you.
Yes, we love you.
Can do about it. But ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to wrap this show up tonight, thank you for listening. Come back next Sunday night. It'll be a different show.
Uh-huh.
But come back and join the E-Man After Show. But I always like to end this show with a thought, and we call it the E-Man Thought. And it's just simply this. Stop getting upset at others over the seat that you had first. They wouldn't be sitting there if you never got up. That's my thought for tonight. Let me repeat that. Stop getting upset at others over a seat that you had first.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't be sitting there if you had not got up.
Right.
That's my thought for tonight.
All right.
And so Dr. Davis and Dr. Amanda, we want to appreciate y'all. We love you. And we'll see you on the Kia D Show tomorrow night.
All right.
Until then. Let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
Be blessed, everybody.
Good night.
Peace. Good night, Miss Davis.
Good night, Miss Davis.
Good night. Thank you. I love you all. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
you through. I come to tell ya, God's gonna turn it.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.